And so obviously more people had stuff to say when you're talking about JJ. I think his name was called Little JJ back in the day. Obviously, he never grew up to be what you thought he would have after, he won Star Search. But, little JJ said, yeah, just Justin, it didn't get a second season because I wasn't giving up no booty. I mean, salute. Yeah, people want us up to stay, man. We men, bro. We can all fight each other. You know what I mean? Like, people's gonna have stuff to say. So it is what it is. Shout out to Drake Bell, though, man. As far as everything else, as far as everything else, man, what's his name? Dan Snyder. He's a piece of shit, obviously, the way he treated people on set. I'm not really gonna go too far into the iCarly stuff because that's not my era whatsoever, at least not for me. I'm pretty sure it was 16, 17-year-olds, all of that watching iCarly. I wasn't. I was Drake and Josh, and I didn't. I liked the little sister. What's her name? Miranda Cosgrove. I liked her in the Drake and Josh show. But by the time 16, 17 came, I wasn't still really watching Nickelodeon. Like, I grew up. I moved on to ESPN, like seriously, like if I'm just being real. So, yeah, man, I'm not gonna really speak on it like that because some of the stuff that I've seen, like Ariana Grande upside down with the water and stuff, it looks very bad, isolated. It's probably not as bad as back then watching it and just watching it as a TV show, So, yeah, man. But salute to Drake. Hate that all that happened to him, man. Hate that all that happened to him. So, I wanted to do something, and I actually wanted to watch something funny. Bro, I seen something from French Montana that was hilarious, bro. And I thought it was hilarious. And clearly, other people thought it was hilarious because it got a bunch of likes. Because I was like, I cannot believe this man is lying during Ramadan. My man's over here lying during Ramadan. I couldn't believe it.
At what point did you say, maybe I'll be a rapper?
Point where I said I'm be a rapper, it was when I got locked up.
For what?
This time I didn't get locked up with no cocaine, with no crack. They ain't catching me on the block. I got locked up with like 20 pounds of weed.
It's a lot of weed.
Yeah, I think it was like 20, between 15 and 20 pounds of weed.
Yeah,
And
but you told me earlier you have no papers, so if you get locked up, you.
now, first of all, you said you got locked up with 20 pounds of weed, but then you said it's 15 to 20 pounds of weed. So which is it? Already, this man is lying. Like, come on, man. French Montana says he's a Muslim. He's lying during Ramadan. Come on.
Get deported.
Yeah. So I got caught with like 15, 20 pounds. But it was weed is an R&R, you know what I'm saying? Like it's not really like a serious crime.
But still, you're an illegal alien.
Yeah, I'm an illegal alien, He
but
said it's
don't they
not a
just deport
serious
you over
crime.
anything
No,
or?
but ICE wasn't that serious back then.
Okay.
See, ICE is serious now. You know what I'm saying? Because
And
my
now
brother,
they'll send you back.
my brother went through that. So ICE is serious now. But back then, if you ain't get caught with nothing serious, like no cocaine or like no murder or nothing like that, like you get it, you can get your one pass. You know what I'm saying? So I got my one pass. So basically, back then it was just that. I This
got once
man
I got
got
locked
caught
up for
with
that,
20
one of my
pounds of
homeboys
weed.
said he was gonna take the case for me.
Oh, okay.
So they was gonna take the case for me. So we go to the courthouse. So
Bruh.
my homeboy, so he was with me. This is like a funny ass story. I ain't gonna say his name, but so
You
we was
gonna
in the
look at his
car and
face
get
and
caught
tell
with the
he
weed.
creating the
So
lie
my homeboy's
right
like,
now.
"Nah, I can't let you get deported. I'm gonna take this case for you. You know what I'm saying? Weed it ain't that serious. Is you know what I mean? I'm gonna get a slap in the wrist. There's no time." So I'm like, "All right." I'm like, "Yo, this is the realest nigga ever." So I'm like, boom. So the court date come. We all go to court, this and that. He's up there. So the judge is reading him his rights, like, ooh, this and that. Ooh, he talking to him. He's like, yeah, man, so it's a possibility of 30 days. He was like, hold on, judge. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yo,
In the
better
actually
have
the
the
courtroom?
fakest
Yeah, this in
laugh
the
I've
middle of the
ever heard in
courtroom.
my
He was like,
life.
yo, Fresh, can I talk to you for a second? So I'm like, oh, man. So he was like, yo, he's like, yo, Honor, can I speak to him outside for a second? So he go outside, like, bro, you told me it was no time. This and that. Like, yo, bro, it's fucking weed. It's 30 days if you do some real time. So, long story
Come on,
short, I
man.
went
What
back
is
inside and I
this?
had to take the case.
Oh, so he was like, I'm not going to take this anymore
Nah.
for you.
And he was
But like,
it's
look.
only a month, though.
That's what I'm
But
saying.
he
He
didn't
was like,
want
nah. He was like, I can't get locked up. that.
But
You still friends with him? Okay. You
I'm
forgave him
still,
for that, huh?
I forgave him, man. You
Okay.
gotta forgive, man. If God can forgive us, we can forgive, man.
Okay.
We ain't bigger than the law.
Okay. So did the rap thing start after that? Lay biting his
Yeah, so
lip.
the
He know he's
rap thing
lying.
started when it was just like, it's either you're gonna do this or just go back to Africa. It's like, oh, just like go get a job, which is 12 hours like a Mexican and get paid $10, $5 an hour. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it was less. So basically, that's when I started. I went to my man crib, but I always had love for music. I always had love for music. I would always, buy everybody's CDs. I would pick up, I would catch myself trying to make beats, this and that. So I went to my man crib. We recorded a beat. It was Lyrical Exercise, Jay-Z, which that he sampled from Carl Mega. And it was just like, how nice to just have my headphones on. I used to walk around the block while everybody's selling whatever. So I'm like, yo, you like this joint? Like this joint? So I just put it on everybody's head. Then I just met some cats that had a little thing going on. Then I was just like, yo, let's make it happen.
Yo, that was the most BS I ever heard in my life. It's actually embarrassing that French Montana will come out and really say some stupid shit like that. Like, come on, man. Just say, oh, I was out here doing my thing. I was selling drugs. I didn't really get caught, or, I didn't sell that much to the point where I got caught, But, I was out here doing my thing with these DVDs. Like, what's the point of, like, in your big age, man, what you lying for? Like, you're not in your 20s, man. You a grown ass man. French Montana probably in his 40s, man. And he lying about getting arrested for weed. Come on. You think they would lock anyone up for 20 pounds and just be like, oh, man, it's all good. Come on, bro. Stop it. So, this is hella random, but I don't know if you guys know. Four Bats is the next man up. And this is how he is being positioned. And a lot of people have drawn speculation about an industry plant or if this is his voice. I mean, if you look at the video that I'm about to play, I mean, you can see he's an industry product and he has been popping. He got millions of views. We still haven't seen any performance from him. So until then, we just gotta think that all of this is fake. But I'm not gonna lie, man. I like what I'm seeing, man, so far. I like what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, and what I'm seeing. I think this guy is pretty fire. You know what I mean? And I'm only playing just a little bit. But I want you guys to hear him.
She
Yo,
like,
hair in the
boy,
face,
go find
hair all in your
someone,
face.
find
That's
someone
definitely
you
even.
love. Girl, I can't find no one, cause you're the one I love. You don't understand, it's so hard to trust. She like, you're not the one, you didn't give me enough.
Yo, that type of sound is very different. I've heard people say it's an AI sound. I've heard people say if he could really sing like that, you would have heard him sing like that, at least somewhere close to that live. I don't know where I'm falling in, with that type of rhetoric, but the music is fire. And if this guy is the cover for AI music, I'm not gonna lie, man, they did it very well. And I'm not sure how mad I will be at AI music because a lot of people, they can make good music, they just can't sing it well. So if they was able to, make good lyrics like this and just package it with a guy that looks the part, because for some reason, this guy, Four Bats, has star power written all over him. I haven't seen it like this since Juice WRLD. He has star power written all over him. I don't know why, but it's like that it factor. You know it when you see it, and he has it as far as his star power. Now, his star can dim quite a bit if he gets on a Rolling Loud stage and sounds like shit. You know what I mean? Or if it comes out that this isn't his voice. But for now, I'm all into it. And shout out Four Bats, three songs. I'm liking every song that I've heard so far. So shout out Four Bats. Yo, my man's Lil Wayne is supposed to be dropping a collab project with Weezy the producer on April 5th. And it's supposed to be called Weezy versus Weezy. I'm all in for that. I need more Lil Wayne stuff, bro. Lil Wayne the GOAT, and I definitely need more of that. So Bruno Mars allegedly owe the MGM Resorts 50 million, but the MGM came out and said any speculation otherwise is a completely false or is completely false, and he has no debt with MGM, said in a statement confirmed by MGM reps. I don't know what to believe, but I mean, my man's Bruno Mars is a savage out here. So it's not really that hard to fathom. Especially if you make $100 million a year, a $50 million debt is nothing. You know what I mean? So shout out to Bruno Mars. And shout out to MGM. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't want their cash cow being out here looking like he out here doing something crazy. So the rapper podcast wave is actually a thing now. And it's actually sad to see because just lets you know the music and the music industry is not a lot. It's only for the upper echelon. And I say that because I see someone like YG, who has plenty of hit songs. He has started a podcast. I watched one episode. It's because Lil Wayne was on the first episode. Haven't watched one since. And now Meek Mill is talking about starting a podcast after selling 6,000 copies the first week. And it's a little sad to see, you know. It's a little sad to see hip-hop falling off like this. And I'm not even sure if it's just an all-around effort. But to really see someone like Meek Mill out here going through it, when you talk about, oh, I'll start a podcast, sad to see. To see YG out here starting a podcast, sad to see, man. That's why I said, man, for the regular people out here like me, it's tough because the podcast was for the regular people like you and I, but now the podcast is being, you know, taken over by the celebrities. Also, we got Bruce Jenner, or excuse me, we got Caitlyn Jenner, and or actually, excuse me, let's do that again. We got Lamar Odom and Caitlyn Jenner. They are also starting a podcast called Balls on the Court. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. They are starting a podcast called Keeping Up with Sports. Obviously, a play off of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Obviously, both are ex-members of the Kardashians. And again, like I said, everyone is just starting podcasts. You got LeBron and JJ Redick. They are starting a podcast. Obviously, LeBron is in the twilight of his career. He will never win a championship again because he's good enough to score 40, but for some reason, he's not good enough to maintain winning every night like he used to be. So now he's starting a podcast. LeBron knows it's over. Oh, now he's starting a podcast with JJ Redick. I told you, man, I went to the movies and I seen podcasts being promoted in the movie theaters, and I was like, wow. And these episodes are supposed to be 45 minutes to an hour, which is cool, you know. Actually, let me do one more topic before I go to my bookmarks because I got some over there I want to talk about. Lil Wayne is accused of lying about having a drug-free work environment. Anyone fell for that, you're an idiot. But they've been wanting to lock Wayne up for a long time, so I'm not surprised. DeAndre Ayton says that sleeping on an air mattress early in the season could have contributed to his early season struggles. And he says, my body wasn't just my body. People forget the humane difference of me adjusting to everything. And he says, I didn't have a bed for quite some time. I was on an air mattress, just trying to figure this thing out. DeAndre Ayton, I don't know who you thought was going to give you sympathy for that, but shut the fuck up, bro. Shut the fuck up forever. I just bought a brand new mattress for maybe $200. 12 inches. Stop it. You didn't have to buy an air mattress, bro. Stop it. You making at least 30-something million dollars a year. Stop it, bro. And I just wanted to call him out because don't try to – I mean, if you bought an air mattress and you were sleeping on that, you're just a fucking retard, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. You stupid. Why would you do that with all that money? So, this is hella random. I should have actually done this, but going back to the Drake Bell thing, someone says, honestly, while Drake Bell faces his own allegations, there's absolutely nothing wrong with feeling bad for the child Drake Bell that faced abuse. And someone else said, from what I've looked into, he sent inappropriate texts not knowing she was underage. And when he found out, he stopped. He pled guilty because he says he was guilty. He said he didn't know her age, but he was still guilty of the messages and took accountability. Shit. If that's what happened, yo, shout out Drake Bell.
Fuck, hit me with that shit.
That I just thought was too funny, dude. No. Oh, we got two kids or girl, whatever, fighting. And they tried to. Yo. This shit's so funny, bro. That's 101. Girl in the gray sweatshirt, she trying to jump in. This black dude. He pulled rocks off the sock and cracked the girl. This shit is hilarious. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That shit hilarious, bro. I just this one right here is funny. I moved to Dubai to become a porta potty. And let me find out. This is my black queen's doing.
And if you don't know what that is, it's women who come to Dubai and get pooped on for $50,000.
She said, if you don't know what that is.
Child.
Yeah. It's self-explanatory.
Exactly. But anyway.
Black girl living in Dubai.
Life update edition.
I know y'all been wondering, where have the girl been?
And let's just say.
Life was life in
Black girl living in Dubai. One thing I love about living in Dubai is it never feel like you need to take a vacation. Because every day is vacation. I moved to Dubai to become a porta potty. And if you don't know what that is, it's women who come to Dubai and get pooped on for $50,000. Child.
Yeah, because that's exactly.
Nasty. Like, you out there getting shitted on. What type of life is that? Again, this is what I be saying, man. People and their morals and integrity. Like, clearly this woman has any, like, she doesn't have any morals or integrity. But, I mean, I'm not a fine-looking woman, so I don't know. It's not people out here offering me $50,000 to take a shit on me. You know, would I do it? I'm a man, so I would say no. But I'm not a fine-ass woman, so I'm not going to sit here and judge. You know what I mean? I can't sit here and ultimately judge, you know? But it is disgusting. It's actually gross. Do we have anything more from the bookmarks? Here's this guy. Again, I'm tired of you guys saying all of this. Drake Bell, a real one. Because this happened and he was able to say who did it to him. All the rest of you, until you put names on it, you cloud chasing.
I know I've been on movie sets where I've heard male producers talk about these girls they've given jobs because of either the way they look or that they went out to drinks with them. I've been privy to all those conversations. So I know how important actually that was, because it is a real thing. The casting couch, we all know it's existed. We've all been somewhat complacent in a way towards it. And I know I have a responsibility for that, and you guys do as well.
Of course.
But the one thing that's very interesting that doesn't get talked about enough in the Me Too movement is how this is a two-way street. In fact, it's a three, maybe even four-way street. I don't even know how we're going to cut this up. But when it comes to Terry Crews feels like he was groped and used as a piece of meat by somebody in power above him within the industry.
Right, right.
Well, not a lot of guys, in my opinion, have come out and talked about this in the industry.
Yes,
there is also this same situation. Now, granted, I'd say it's probably a third of what women go through, the amount of...
Yo, Terry Crews, again, another example of people who would just let someone disrespect them because they are afraid to lose their money or whatever. Again, I have this privilege of never have making it. So I could say, bro, I would work at McDonald's if I have to. And McDonald's, I mean, shit, they getting paid $15, $16 an hour now. But still, I would work at Burger King if I had to, if it comes down to a motherfucker grabbing my dick in front of my family and me not saying anything.
Men go through this as well. Whether it's another woman or another man in power,
yeah.
There's been many times in my life where I've been propositioned to get a huge role. I've lost my agency because I went to the hotel room, which I can't believe they would send me to, of a very prominent Oscar award-winning director who showed up in his robe, asked me to take my clothes off, and said he needed to take Polaroids of me, and that if I did X, Y, and Z, I would be the next Marvel character.
Why don't you share the name? Who was this guy? So you can stop the next person from getting potentially sexually assaulted. This is my problem with a lot of these people. This is Matthew Lawrence. Why don't you say right here, right now, who it was? This is my problem with these people. They still want to be just close enough to where, you know, they can probably still work in Hollywood. Fuck it. Let your fucking balls hang.
I didn't do that. And my agency fired me because I left this director's room. And
along those lines,
a lot of these stories, a lot of my other male friends have gone through with both men and women in this industry. But there's a double standard, and this is where I bring Terry Crews. Terry Crews comes out and says it, people are laughing at him.
Right.
People don't support him. They kick him out. Why? Because he's a man that represents masculinity, and I think our society is less ready to hear that situation going on with men than they are with women, actually.
Yeah, and I'm gonna keep it real. I think it's just because men, we just have this bravado. Like, bro, you're not about to be doing no crazy shit to me. If you grab my dick in front of my family, I'm about to turn up on you. And I'll deal with that, like, however I have to deal with it. You know, like, I think that's why people don't really care about Terry Crews. You know? So, where are we going? I want to give a rest in peace to, what's his name? They didn't say his name probably because he's a minor. 11-year-old boy stabbed in Chicago, stabbed to death. while trying to protect his pregnant mom from her ex-boyfriend, who had just been released from jail. Crosetti Brand, 37, was charged with first-degree murder for the death of Jaden Perkins, and Brand was released. Oh, here you go. Brand was released on parole after being sentenced to 16 years for a home invasion. He was paroled and placed on electronic monitoring last October, but then sent back after he threatened Smith and showed up at her home. So, yeah, he was already a problem. While he was on parole, he threatened the female victim via text and also showed up at her home. He was sent back to prison in February for this parole violation. After being released again, Brand showed up at Smith's home the next day, which led to the murder of Jaden Perkins. Brand was abusive towards Smith all the way back to September 2006. I was 15 years, or I was 14 at the time. When she broke up with him, he threatened her with a gun and fired it in the hallway. Oh. Bro. Oh, here we go. While he was on parole, he threatened the female victim via text and also showed up at her home. He was sent back to prison in February for this parole violation. After being released again, Brand showed up at Smith's home the next day, which led to the murder. Blah, 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 blah. And I ain't saying like that, but I feel like I just read that. Yeah, man. I'm all in agreeance for when people show you who they are, you trust them. And if you did a lot of time for a home invasion and you get out and you threatening your baby moms and you like on some BS, lock his bitch ass up for another 10, 15 years. Maybe then you will get it. But letting a little kid die because you're trying to be nice, I'm not understanding that. You know, that little kid was a hero. He protected his mom. I wish he was able to survive and reap the fruits of his labor while they were still ripe, but he isn't. And that's just a sad reality of the life we live in. And if you let these fucking abusive fucks roam the streets, it will end bad like that. So a Detroit teacher gets fired for being a rapper, walks out and shoots dripping one-on-one video with her students. I have never seen this. Let's play it.
Going crazy like the 80s. Motown baby going crazy like the
Motown baby going crazy like the 80s. Motown baby going crazy like the 80s. Motown baby going crazy like the 80s. I put it on the floor and I dare bitch to take it. Niggas running around the city. Owe me money, shit is silly. Buy my money just like 50 hoes. Mad I got the power and the juice now. Been talking shit, I'm from the 48219. This nigga texting me, but I ain't never got the time.
Oh, wait, hold on. What happened? Hold on, let's play it again. She deserves her time.
Going crazy like the 80s. Motown baby going crazy like the
dripping 101.
Motown baby going crazy like the 80s. Motown baby going crazy like the 80s. Motown baby going crazy like the 80s. I put it on the floor and I dare bitch to take it. Niggas running around the city. Owe me money, shit is silly. Buy my money just like 50 hoes. Mad I got the power and the juice now. Been talking shit, I'm from the 48219. This nigga texting me, but I ain't never got the time. He asked him how I'm doing, bitch, I'm always on the grind. I'm just getting started if a nigga think I'm lying. The money's where my mind at. Got that raw honey, you can find me.
Yeah, you should have kept being a teacher. That shit was trash. Like, that shit was ass, bro. I'll never listen to it. I hope no one else ever listened to it. You should have probably just kept being a teacher, you know, because as far as your rap career, you won't get anywhere with those lame ass bars. So, shout out to the Mo, shout out to Detroit, shout out to the 313. That shit was trash. And yeah, it got 7 million views, I'm sure, just because of the caption. But if she put out another song, you won't do well because she doesn't have the talent. And shout out to her again, but that's not where it's at, man. You probably should have cared more about teaching the kids. Instead, you want to bring the kids out to your heathenism. And it's a little sad to see, but it is what it is, you know. It's messed up, you know, but it's life, you know, it's life. But that shit was trash. Only needed to hear a few minutes of, or actually a few seconds. So we got who we got next on the docket. We got this guy, Tyrone. He dropped the official headshot of Nat for NASA. And right after that, his past was brought up. Sad to see. I guess this is him. I don't know how long ago this was.
Every time the camera come on, oh yeah, I just want to talk, baby. I just want to talk.
I want to
And then you
before
wonder
you
why
even start the
everybody feel
camera
how they feel. When it comes to you being aggressive and abusive towards me.
What the fuck are you being then? Are we gonna go there?
This is what I deal with, guys. It's freaking ridiculous. I gotta even do this to make sure I'm protected and I'm safe.
Well, if that's the case, then maybe we shouldn't be together then, right?
Fine, Tyrone. Fine.
Or is that
Tell him,
all
tell him, no,
that
no, no, tell
happened?
him, tell him, no, 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 tell him, tell him, tell him.
I'm not telling
If
nobody nothing.
tell him, tell him. If that's what you're saying, that's what we will do. That way I can keep my life and my family's not paying $5,000 for me being in a casket with black eyes and a broken neck from being strangled because you want to be aggressive.
You're right.
Every time the camera come on, oh yeah, I just want to talk, baby. I just want to talk.
I'll talk to you.
And then you wonder why everybody.
Yeah, this is why you watch these types of things. Because I've never seen this video. I was actually waiting for tonight to watch this. Watching this and seeing the reactions that it got, yo, you would think, I thought this was a police body cam. Yo, coming from a man that's had multiple relationships, sometimes you just say shit because, yo, women be annoying the fuck out of you. Yo, shout out to my man Tyrone. I'm not even about to really go in deep on that. Yeah, like seriously, bro. And I'm not even saying domestic violence isn't a big deal, but that right there, nah. From what I've seen, nah. Yeah, I think we done, man. So that's it. Shout out to Kevin 27 World. Actually, let's get on to the full thing. Yo, shout out to Kevin 27 World. Shout out to Straight Outta Marvel. Shout out to Off Day Tomorrow. You know, this is episode 3. Really had another good time. And if there's anything I left out, let me know and I will react to it the next time. It shows Kevin 27. Believe until you make believers. We actually put in a big dent in this alcohol, man. So let your boy know what else topics, what other topics we can really get into. It shows Kevin 27, believe until you make believers. I'm out.